Well, good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, sir.
Today is November 10th, 2021, and we're here at the Gateway Center in Atlanta. My name is Daniel Enger, and I have the pleasure of being here today with Brandon. Thank you very much for taking time to talk.
Sir, thank you.
I'm looking forward to hearing your story and learning from you. My first question for you, Brandon, is a really big one, namely, please tell the story of your life from the time you were a small child up to the present day.
I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland. I played Pee Wee football all the way up into the professional level. I went to a really great elementary school, went to a grammar school, where we learned like different languages and different physical education activities. Middle school was a good time for me. I was in the band, played football, played baseball, boxed for a while. High school was definitely a good thing for me. I played varsity football for 4 years. I played basketball, baseball, so three-sport All-American. College was a pretty good time for me also as well. I actually finished my degree with mechanical engineering from Lewisburg College. And from Lewisburg College, I actually got a chance to play with the Winnipeg Jets in Winnipeg, Canada, which was a great time. Canada's a really beautiful place. It was a way different experience than America. I had a pretty good time there, made some pretty decent living playing football. Sadly, my career ended from a knee injury, to where I just started coaching after that, and became homeless at about 21 the first time. I was homeless for about 3 years. I finally had got some work at a warehouse doing maintenance, which I maintained for about 4 years. And I actually just became homeless again because of the pandemic. It was recently in 2020, early 2020, I became homeless again. I've been homeless ever since.
Brandon, of all the things that you've accomplished or overcome in your life so far, what are you most proud of?
Most proud of being actually to play football in Winnipeg. That was a great time in my life. I actually got to meet a lot of new people. I got outside the country. To see different parts of the world, you know, that we have here.
Brandon, you've gained a lot of hard-fought wisdom from experiences in your life so far. If you were invited to share your wisdom with school kids in your community to give them guidance to live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives, what would you say to those kids?
I would tell those kids to definitely get their education. Education is key to anything you want to do. Stay positive, stay around positive people, stay away from drugs, and stay focused when they're in their classes. And always listen to their parents.
Brandon, in what ways would you say that your life is going well these days? Please talk a little bit about how life is good for you at the present time.
Life is good for me at the present time because I am at Gateway Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Which they're teaching me life skills. They're giving me a chance to, you know, learn and work. Chance to learn and work and to focus more on getting my mentality together as far as being a productive adult.
Brandon, what led to those things going well for you? How did that happen? Who or what has contributed most to your doing well these days?
My mom, she's actually just keeping me together mentally, you know, making sure that I stay positive every day, no matter what the outcome of life is, always being positive, always keeping God first, and staying focused on myself.
Looking ahead, please, Brandon, when it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, what are your hopes and dreams looking ahead?
My hopes and dreams looking ahead are to get with a great company out here in Atlanta, Georgia, working hard every day, moving my way up the corporate ladder, and just focusing on my health, strength, and my spirituality.
Brandon, what are some of the personal strengths that you have that you draw on as you pursue your hopes and dreams?
My education. Actually getting a college degree actually taught me to, even in the hard times, to keep persevering, keep going. persevering, keep going, and staying focused on my daily tasks. Being an upright citizen.
Brendan, what challenges and obstacles do you see standing between you and the realization of those hopes and dreams? What holds you back?
To be honest with you, sir, myself. I'm the only person that can hold me back in this world. I firmly believe that.
Well, what needs to be done so that those challenges and obstacles that you just mentioned can be overcome and you can realize your personal hopes and dreams?
I'm currently handling that at Gateway right now. The Gateway Center is definitely giving me a chance to get to myself and become self-sufficient, to find ways to deal with problems other than, you know, drugs and things like that. And I'm definitely learning about myself.
Brendan, I'd like to ask a series of questions now about your perspectives on the homeless community in Atlanta. The first is, how would you describe the homeless community in Atlanta? Who are the people who make up the homeless community in Atlanta?
The people that make up the homeless community are actually good people. They just had a rough time at life, and you know, life's hard, you know what I mean, hard problems came in, and a lot of them are don't really know how to deal with life on life's terms. As far as not getting the mental health care they need, or can't afford the mental health care they need, physical ailments that stops a lot of people, and the physical ailments, and mainly just not having the resources, you know?
And when it comes to the homeless community in Atlanta, from what you've observed so far, when it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, how would you describe the hopes and dreams of the members of the homeless community in Atlanta?
The hopes and dreams, a lot of people in the Atlanta area definitely have like a lot of talent. They just don't have a place to flourish their talent, or don't have the home, or you know, the necessary medical help they need. And that's a real big problem in Atlanta.
Brendan, in your community, what are some of the strengths that people draw on as they strive to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? How would you describe some of the biggest strengths of people in the homeless community in Atlanta?
Perseverance. Definitely perseverance. Strength, self-will, self-determination. They just don't have the resources.
Brendan, what challenges and obstacles make it harder for people in the homeless community in Atlanta to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? What holds people back?
Housing. Housing definitely holds people back. Not having a place to sleep and rest and, you know, take adequate showers and eat adequate meals.
Well, what needs to be done to overcome that challenge?
More resources, definitely. More places, more shelters, more access to shelters, more access to nutritional food, more access to good health care.
Brendan, imagine you are a powerful leader, a decision maker who can really make things happen. How would you change the system to help people in the homeless community in Atlanta to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? As a powerful leader, how would you change the system to help the homeless people in Atlanta?
I would change the system by getting out in the community more. I would get out in the community more and have more resources out for the homeless, sit around and really interview the homeless and see what they need to become an adequate adult. See what like health care they need, see what nutritional care they need, mental health care they need. If I was a strong leader, I would definitely look into those three things, because that's the main things that hinder people from life, like homeless people, from living an adequate life.
Brandon, imagine you had $1 million and you could spend it to help the homeless community to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives. How exactly would you spend that money?
More transitional housing, more work programs, skilled trades programs.
Brendan, is there anything else that you would like to say? Anything that I haven't asked you about, or something that's in your mind or on your heart right now that you'd like to share?
The homeless population in America are really great people. The homeless population, I'm sorry, in Atlanta are really great people. They just don't have a chance to really flourish their talents because they're lacking of housing, healthcare, things of that nature. If they had that, they definitely can flourish their talents. And the homeless population in Atlanta will definitely decrease.